Well, the annual drugs misuse declared figures from the British Crime Survey, which just covers England and Wales, and is a kind of self-report survey, what it shows is that cocaine use in England and Wales has gone up, rather surprisingly, to about 3% of all adults. That's about nearly a million people who say they used cocaine last year. And more of the worryingly, that includes about 400,000 young people aged between 16 and 24.
Why is that?
Cocaine has gone through a period of plunging street prices and, not surprisingly, therefore, greater wider availability, and is now no longer kind of seen as the middle-class dinner table drug.
And there's also more evidence of a long-term decline in the use of cannabis.
Yes, cannabis use, which kind of peaked in the mid-1990s, particularly young people. I think about 1996, about 28% of young people on this survey said that they had used cannabis in the last 12 months. That's more than a quarter of the school population. It's come down to about 18% now. And although the figures went up slightly this year, that long-term trend of decline has continued, and this is despite the government's decision to reclassify cannabis from down from B to C, having put up from C to B and then back down to from B to C. Although the penalties have changed, doesn't seem to have had any impact on that decline in popularity.
Are people simply switching from cannabis to cocaine and other Class A drugs?
No, I mean, cannabis, I think, is by far the most popular illicit drug use in the country. I think about, for adults, about 84% of those who use any kind of illicit drug use cannabis alone. But there is some poly drug use going on, which is worrying to people. What's the new feature, perhaps, is an increase in popularity of a drug called ketamine, which is an anesthetic and sometimes used as a horse tranquilizer, which has become particularly popular in the last, since it was banned 3 years ago, unfortunately, and about 125,000 young people seem to have tried that drug in the last year.
What kind of person is more likely to take drugs?
Well, the British Crime Survey comes out with what we call a typical illicit drug user, and it does explode some stereotypes. They're much more likely to be white than black or any other ethnic minority group. Young, single, male, probably quite poor, possibly unemployed, possibly on an income of less than £10,000 a year. Interestingly, they say that the single strongest predictor of whether someone is likely to be an illicit drug user or not is marital status. So perhaps marriage might be the best antidote for those who think they've got who are single males with an out-of-control recreational drug habit.